We don't need more motivation. We don't need more inspiration. We don't need more content, that's for sure. And we don't need more statistics or tactics. What we need is better design. The way we communicate is the way we lead. And leadership isn't about pushing harder and doing more inside of broken systems. It's about redesigning those systems so that our results are compounding exponentially in the divine direction without interfering with it, without interfering with the infinite amount of intelligence, inspiration, intuition, and energy that exists. I prepared 6 different lessons that are built to help all of us do more with less by removing the friction, by thinking in whole systems, and designing those for the behaviors that we want in alignment with our divine direction, by being accountable and taking ownership like crew members, not passengers. Being part of a frequency, a community, a neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. Replacing what's broken with something better. Leaving everyone, every place, everything, every situation, every thought, every word, every feeling, every belief better than we found it. And choosing the right medium so our message, our frequency, our spectrum, our strength of the signal actually lands and resonates with more people. When we operate from the divine alignment, our communication gets clearer, our spectrum gets wider, and the strength of our frequency gets greater. Execution is cleaner, and progress starts to accelerate, aggregate, and compound. It feels lighter because it is, because it's full of light. The first lesson today in doing more with less is understanding efficiency is what we want to align with. Efficiency is the alignment. When our results, our outcomes, require more effort every quarter, we're not scaling. We're creating interference. We're interfering with energy. We're creating a situation in a system that eventually will come to zero. We are playing a zero-sum game if it requires more effort to get to where we want to be or better as we progress. Efficiency is not laziness. Efficiency is allowing the alignment in our divine direction, not only the alignment of where we want to be or better in the non-circumstantial and circumstances of the day, but in the meaning of yesterday. And this alignment allows us to expand and to accelerate, aggregate, and compound our own self-image and our imagination, and creates ease. And ease is efficiency. We keep adding tools and creating meetings and so many steps to move faster, but decisions actually slow down and execution gets heavier and more interfere with, and the outcomes become harder and less frequent. It's because we don't realize that progress isn't doing more. It's removing friction so that our impact increases while our effort decreases. We need to identify the recurring tasks that we do every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, and maybe even every year. In these recurring tasks, we can eliminate, we can automate, or we can delegate. And these three processes of elimination, automation, and delegation allow us to do less and create more. And by understanding to its simplest form, it started for me with what I called the power of 64. And I'd be happy to send this to everyone, david@dmelzer.com. But the initial efficiencies in this alignment was the power of 64. Take, for example, brushing my teeth. Might sound silly brushing my teeth, but it's something that I do every single day. Probably should do it twice a day, but I don't. I'm a morning brusher, admittedly. But anyway, I found that it was taking me approximately 6 minutes to brush my teeth, floss them, and to rinse my mouth with Listerine. And the reason it was taking so long is I hadn't automated the process or eliminated the interference of brushing my teeth. It's not something I could delegate. I wish I would, but I can't. But I realized that while I was brushing my teeth, I was drifting. I was daydreaming. I was wasting time. And that if I stayed focused in on and created a process of starting on this tooth and ending on this tooth and spending 3 seconds on each tooth, that I could brush my teeth, floss my teeth, and rinse my mouth with Listerine in 2 minutes, saving 4 minutes a day. May not sound like a lot to you, but that's 28 minutes a week. That's 2 hours a month. That's 24 hours of productivity. 24 hours of productivity a year. And utilizing the power of 64, that was times by 8. So in the context of 24 hours being 3 days times 8, I now had, by being more efficient, effective, and statistically successful in brushing my teeth, gotten 24 days of productivity out of elimination and automation, eliminating the daydreaming and automating the process to go from this tooth to this tooth and creating that process without even delegation. And there it was, the miracle of efficiency and alignment with where I wanted to be or better. I replaced the willpower of brushing my teeth every day with a system, with a templated system, with a checklist, with a clear accountability, and with a time deadline, a challenge of 2 minutes a day, keeping me focused and efficient and effective in the same process that had taken me 6 minutes a day. Efficiency is alignment. We must look at how we can eliminate the interference, automate the process, or delegate the system itself. Replace the willpower with a system utilizing templates, checklists, ownership, accountability, and time efficiencies and deadlines. This is how we do more with less. It's amazing. If you'd like the exercises and guides on the power of 64 or the first lesson, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The second lesson, doing more with less, is fix the system, not the symptom. So many of us are not utilizing the right systems, and so we are victims of the symptoms in where we are created. We become victims of the systems. We become victims with the symptoms. We cannot optimize one part of our life or business without protecting the whole. If we treat symptoms and react to symptoms, we will end up repeating the same problems that are created just in a new form. Remember, life is about lessons, and the lessons keep on coming until we learn them. If you see relationships, you may be dating a different form of a person, but are they really the same lessons? Do they carry the same symptoms? Pretending the whole, thinking that you're optimizing these one part of that relationship. When we push harder on marketing, for example, to fix our sales, but our fulfillment is the problem, the fulfillment can't keep up with the sales that we have, and pushing on the marketing only increases the symptoms, creating churn and refund headaches. It's amazing what we do when we don't have the clarity, balance, and harmony of the whole, when we try to optimize the parts and pieces without protecting the whole. When our system is aligned, we aggregate the progress, we accelerate the progress, and we compound the outcomes. Everything feels lighter as it is. We decrease the resistance. not only with the wisdom of the systems, but the faith of the symptoms, that those are just indicators. The symptoms are indicators. We have a better place, a better position to be in if we eliminate, automate, and delegate. We want to have ease, to have more light, more lessons to get us to where we want to be or better. When our systems feel lighter, we are in the full flow. We can see how the lead converts to a sale. The sale is determined upon delivery. Delivery is determined upon retention, and retention is determined upon referral. This is how businesses grow. Stimulating interest, sharing a vision, managing and developing the vision, and driving referrals. We must find the symptoms, the bottlenecks, and improve that first instead of reacting to the loudest, most urgent issue. We must keep the whole in mind to know how to prioritize what's important and only use urgency as a subset to that importance. We need to fix the whole system, not the symptoms. Symptoms are clues, creating patterns to make better choices in fixing the entirety. If you would like the exercises and guides from today of doing more with less, pertaining especially to the fixing the systems, not the symptoms, you know where to get me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. david@dmeltzer.com. The third lesson to do more with less is culture. People don't work for companies anymore. They work for cultures, and culture is built. It's not announced. If our culture isn't working, it's not based off of the values, the daily practices, the execution model, if we're not aligned in the incentivization and the inspiration, the culture won't work. And it's usually not a people problem. It's a design problem. These incentives that I talked about based on the values, practices, and the execution models always shape the behaviors that we want from our culture in a divine direction to get us to where we want to be or better. We say and announce quality matters, but if we only reward speed, people will cut corners. To align with the incentives and hit the numbers of speed, not quality. We want to align the values of quality and the execution and practices aligned, but also incentivize quality so that the culture is quality, not cutting corners. We don't get what we want. We get what we reward. And a lot of times people don't even know what the comp plans are or the rewards are. They don't realize that within a culture that the behavior follows design, not people. Behaviors will follow the design of the values, daily practices, execution model, and especially the incentives. Because culture is built on that. It's not announced. It's not what you say. It's what they feel. And people feel culture. They work for a culture, not a company. When we list out the behaviors, the practices of our system and reward people, even if unintentionally, we will grow a culture based off of those values. We will increase the daily practices and behaviors, and we will execute it in a more efficient, effective, and statistically successful way. We will do more with less. We can utilize and update scoreboards and utilize incentives to align with and match the culture that we actually want to live personally and professionally. Because culture is built, it's not announced. And people work for cultures, not for companies. Lesson number three, available to everybody, david@dmeltzer.com. Email me. Let me know you bought my book. I'll send you the rest of the books. Let me know what you need. Come to our free trainings. Come to our meetups. Come to Chicago. Come to LA. Come to Anaheim. Come to SoFi. Come to SiriusXM. 200 cities. If you want to be informed, want to be invited, just email me, david@dmelo.com, or text me to be invited and informed, 949-298-2905. All right, lesson number four, how to do more with less. Ownership, accountability. What did we do to be responsible? What did we do to attract this? What did we do to participate in the perception? And what are we supposed to learn from it? Ownership, accountability creates outcomes, not dreams. When we act like passengers, we give away our agency. It is accountability. It is ownership through being responsible, attracting and participating in a perception and learning from it that will build the comfortability and confidence. And that confidence builds momentum by clearing the interference between you and the inspiration that's infinite in all measures and all outcomes in the infinite realm. When we notice a reoccurring issue, a clue, and we say, it's not my problem, that's not my department. When we go to blame, to shame, and justification, we can guarantee that we can keep on watching. Keep on watching the interference, the derailment of the same project again and again and again. Because why? The lessons keep on coming until you learn it. And the only way we learn it is through accountability, by asking ourselves, what did I do? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in this perception? And most importantly, what am I supposed to learn from it? Because accountability within the context of responsibility, attraction, and participation in procession precedes authority. We don't wait for permission to lead. We establish our station of leadership, of authority. Ask yourself every day, what can we own without asking for permission? Starting today, what can we own without permission? Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Understand what your role is, what position you want to play on the team, by subject matter, topic, and expertise, by knowing who's on our team that can help me get to where I want to be or better, and who can I help get to where they want to be or better. Understand the processes. Understand the quality. Understand our customers. Understand the training. These are the things that will create the proactive accountability that consists of responsibility, attraction, and participation in perception. All with one certain goal: lessons, agency, ownership, comfortability, and confidence that turns into momentum, inspiration, clearing the distance of resistance through the wisdom and the faith that we create by being accountable, that accounts and creates the outcomes that we desire, or even better. Lesson number five. If you like the other previous exercises, guides, like I said, just email me, david@dmelzer.com. Let me know you bought my book, david@dmelzer.com. I'll send you the rest. Sign them, send them to you, pay for shipping and the books, no problem. Lesson number five, do more with less. Don't resist. What you resist persists. Don't fight the systems. Replace them, improve them, progress them. Complaining feeds the resistance. What you resist persists. Complaining feeds what we oppose, and it interferes with our connection, with our curiosity, with our creativity, with the commanding and inspiration that exists within the context of the possibilities, probabilities, perspective, and potential that we have. When we replace the systems that makes the old one irrelevant, we are doing more with less. Systems are made to be replaced or improved. We spend weeks debating broken processes instead of building a cleaner workflow that removes the interference as well as the arguments entirely. When we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. We change reality by building something better, not by resisting what already exists, not by fighting what already exists, not by arguing about what already exists, but by changing the reality by building something better. See how you can turn reoccurring complaints into prototypes. Take those clues, create patterns, and make better choices. Every complaint should be a piece, a part of the puzzle of the prototype of betterment and improvement and expansion, acceleration, of the co-created commandments that we're part of. Define new systems clearly, with focus and intentionality, with a definiteness of purpose. Include the inputs necessary, the outputs we desire, the accountability and ownership, the cadence and the scoreboard. Keep track quantifiably of the progress that we made, and make sure you include the common denominator of time. So many people continue the arguments. They system. They resist what persists. Don't do it. Stop fighting the fist systems and replace them. Use the co-creativity, the commandments, the collaboration with the universe to create better. Turn those complaints into prototypes. If you like these lessons, david@dmeltzer.com, just email me. Be happy to send them to you. Lesson number 6, make sure our message resonates with those people that it should resonate with. Make sure your message lands. Make sure the message talks about what they like and don't like, what's working, what's not working, what they know and what they don't know. Make sure it lands. It's not what you say, it's what they hear. And the right message in the wrong medium to the wrong audience will always get confused, if not lost. It's the clarity and the harmony that depends on the cultural fit, as well as the channel and community fit along with it. Because people work for the culture, not the company, and it is the community that is created through the channels in which we communicate. Long form nuance belongs in a certain place. Maybe YouTube, maybe email, maybe LinkedIn. Emotional proof thrives on videos. Sensitive negotiations belong in person. Same ideas, different wrappers. Don't allow the medium to get in the way. Make sure you not only have a cultural fit, but a channel and community fit as well. Efficiencies, so that we can do more with less, efficiencies rise when mediums of communication are aligned with our shared vision, because this is what allows us to create a go, no-go plan and manage and develop those visions. And if you don't have a go, no-go plan, let me send you one, david@dmeltzer.com, to help you with this alignment. Face-to-face still carries unmatched emotional bandwidth as it dissipates with the recreation of that type of content. We need to choose our channels by the objectives and the alignment with the timing and risk tolerance that we have in creating it. If we want to persuade, we want to use live content or video content of live content. If we want to inform, we may use documentation or email or LinkedIn. If we want to rally people, we may use some live communication or Slack or project management. We need to align with our community, our audience, tune in, not only the strength of the signal and the spectrum of it, but the clarity of the message. And we need to adjust the tone, the visuals, and the pace for the community we want to build, for the age, the demographic, and the culture that we want to create. We need to actually set systems of mediums to figure out and maximize doing more with less by giving examples of, hey, there's no major feedback by this medium, or the sensitive topics that we may address in this medium. We want to end all of our messages with the what, the why, the when, the how. What do you want? Who can you help? How can you get it done? Helping prioritize the now and the next to live inspired, to apply our why, as our communication creates action, not confusion. If you'd like these exercises and guides, not to be redundant and annoying, but you got to be, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We want to do more with less. Everybody wants to do more with less. And at the end of the day, our success isn't determined by how hard we push. It's determined by how well we design. If we want more impact with less interference, pain, struggles, setbacks, failures, and mistakes, because you are made from mistakes, we calibrate the systems around us. We remove the friction, the interference, instead of adding effort, fix the hole instead of chasing the symptoms. Reward the behaviors of the culture that we actually want and take accountability, ownership without waiting for permission. Ask for forgiveness. Build better models and systems instead of fighting old ones and arguing about them. And match our message to the mediums, so it's received the way we intended. It's not what we say, it's what they hear. When our intention, our integrity, and the systems align with the effort that decreases and trust increases, and time becomes our ally. This is not a philosophy of doing more with less. It's physics. Remember, most importantly, be more interested and interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.